And which sports do you play at Goldsboro High School?
I'm playing basketball, football, and baseball this year.
Nice. And I guess, do you have a main sport or a favorite sport, or you like them all equally type of thing?
Soccer is my favorite sport at school, but we don't have a team this year. We didn't have enough people come out. Dang. So that was kind of unfortunate, but I've really enjoyed playing basketball here.
Yeah,
it's been great.
I know at first it's been a roller coaster not knowing if you're going to have a season or not, but what has the season been like for you, senior, captain, all that?
That's been fun. I've enjoyed that. I've enjoyed being a senior and being a captain of this team. It's a great group of guys. It's real different. This year's a lot different. We're known for our fans and how loud it can get in here in the Cougar Den and how intense it can be. So having that taken away has been difficult, but I think our bench and our coaches have done a real good job of keeping us, uplifting us and encouraging us and screaming for us. So that hasn't been that bad. And the masks, they're rough. They're rough to play in, but
no doubt.
Can't do anything about it.
And then, you know, how long have you just been playing basketball, like, in general?
I've been playing organized basketball since I was, like, real little. I played for the Y when I was, like, four, so.
Nice. And what made you, like, want to play basketball in high school, you know? Was it, like, you have your dad, but I'm assuming your dad plays soccer.
Yeah, in middle school, my middle school team was real good, and the coach Russell, who used to be the varsity coach here at Goldsboro, approached me and told me I needed to come play in high school in ninth grade. So he's the one that got me out here and got me playing, and then I made the team ninth grade year, and I worked my way up to being a starter, and then from then I was hooked on playing here.
Moving real quick to soccer, you know, how long have you been playing soccer?
I've been playing soccer since I was real little, like probably three or four too, and I play in travel and school and anywhere I can get.
Well, I guess because, you know, you're not having your soccer season this year, talk to me a bit about what it's like playing for the Strike Eagles and stuff like that.
That's super fun. The Strike Eagles is a great team. It's a great competition. Their coach, Coach Yak, he was my old travel coach at Wayne United, so he asked me to go out there, and the difference in competition is wild. It's like they're real good and they're real talented, and it's helped me out a lot in my development. To be out there and playing with them, and I'm real blessed to have that opportunity.
And I guess, I know, what was it like being coached by your dad the past couple of seasons?
It was interesting. A lot of people think that that's like kind of a free pass to do whatever you want and get away with stuff, but I would say the opposite. He's given me the hardest time out of any of the coaches I've had, to like as far as effort and being out there and doing my best. He's always on my back because I go home with him. Yeah, so that whole ride home, the whole dinner table, I mean, he's on me all the time. So it was fun, and I enjoyed it, but he was on me more than anybody I've ever had to coach me.
And I guess for you, you know, what was it like? I guess, imagine a major bummer is a slight way to describe what it was like to know you wouldn't be able to play soccer this season.
It was a huge bummer. I mean, that honestly might even be an understatement. School soccer is super fun, and it's something that I really enjoy. Me and all my buddies, we all play soccer. Mm-hmm. So we're all out there having a good time, win or lose. It's always a good time to be out there. So it was real disappointing to know that we weren't going to have a season, and especially since it was like a lack of players. It wasn't a coaching thing or a COVID thing. We didn't have enough people come out. We graduated seven seniors last year.
Right.
And so we've been working to fill their spots all year, and we had 10 people out of the 11. So that was a heartbreaker.
And then, I guess, moving real quick to baseball, what made you even want to play baseball this year?
My buddies, man, they're all playing baseball. They all play baseball and soccer, and I normally do basketball and soccer.
Yeah.
But this year, I mean, with COVID and everything, my travel soccer has been shortened, so I have pretty much a free spring, and they're like, hey, man, come play baseball with us. And I said, okay. So I'm getting out there doing as much as I can.
So now all these sports, schoolwork, social life, has it been difficult for you to balance all that? You made a routine for yourself.
It was pretty difficult at the beginning, but honestly, I think COVID has helped a lot with that. Like, as far as all the after-school activities and, like, all the restaurants and places that you can go to do things, a lot of it's closed. So yeah. I've had a lot more time at my house to knock out my schoolwork and to hang out with my family. So that's been really great, and I've really enjoyed that.
Do you know where you want to go to college, or at least what you want to major, anything like that, or still looking at options?
I'm planning on going to UNC Chapel Hill in the fall. I'm hoping to get a spot on their soccer team. I should hear about that in the next few months. And that's where I'm going to go the next 4 years.
Nice, dude. And then for you, is it just, I mean, all these sports, schoolwork, do you have any, like, a job, any extracurriculars, anything like that?
I am in the econ club at engineering, and we go to a competition in Charlotte every year, and I volunteer for Wildlife of Wayne County pretty much every day of the week. It's a outreach program for middle school kids to help introduce them to Christ. So I'm always out there talking to them, hanging out. But that's, I mean, that's about it.
That's plenty of stuff, dude. And then, I guess maybe somewhat difficult because there's no soccer season. Like, what are some goals you'd like to accomplish for your senior season? Is there anything individually, anything with the team? You know, is there anything you just like to, or is it you're just happy to have a season?
I am grateful to have a season. Going into this school year, nothing was for sure. We didn't know when we were going to have a season. We didn't know if we were going to have a season. So being out here is a blessing. I'm glad that I can do it. I'm hoping to make a deep run in the playoffs this basketball season. We flipped up these last few games, but there's nothing we can't come back from. I think we've got more than enough talent and more than enough skill to come back and make a deep run. So I'm hoping to do that. And the same can be said for football and baseball. That's the ultimate goal, is to go out there and win a state championship. So that's what we're going to try and do.